men in the house of God, pastors, shepherds, go down on your knees and do penance now. What was to happen in the future shall be now. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 3 through 14, quote, "And as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us when these things are to happen, and what will be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And in answer, Jesus said to them, Take care that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. For you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Take care that you do not be alarmed, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be pestilence and famines, and earthquakes in various places. But all these things are the beginnings of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to the tribulation, and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away, and will betray one another, and will hate one another. And many false prophets will arise, and will lead many astray. And because iniquity will abound, the charity of many will grow cold. But whoever perseveres to the end, he shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all nations, and then will come the end." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of catastrophic events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given on February 1st, 1977, we start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
The sky is covered by a pink haze. Directly over Our Lady's statue, the clouds are blowing away. Slowly, it's like there's an opening coming out of the sky. The opening is widening now, and it appears I'm looking into a vast void. I cannot explain it in words. Now, from the center of this large space that is now being covered by a blue haze, there's a triangular drawing. It's made with the three points sort of squared off, like the Trinity. Now, directly behind the Trinity, I see a great light that seems to be starting as a pinpoint, but coming forward. Upon your knees, directly behind the light, I can see Michael. Now the whole sky is becoming ablaze with light. Michael is coming forward. He's dressed in a long gown, a flowing life down. He's carrying in his hand, his right hand, a chalice, a very large golden chalice. He carefully extends the chalice. And now there's a great silence. My child and children of God, I have come to warn you that the cup is overflowing. The abominations of the world shall bring upon mankind great suffering. Man, in the creation of God, has cast aside his mission to do honor and glory to his God. Man has given himself up to all manner of abomination and sin. Slowly, the cup has been filling up. But now, it flows over. Because of your sin, because you have cast aside the way, mankind shall be cleansed by trial. Now, Michael is pointing up over to the right side, directly over the banners and the tree, and then forming in the sky a sword, a very lighted sword. It has a crossed handle, a cross upon the handle. The sword has a very ominous look about it. And now, on the right side, our right side, directly next to the handle of the cross, like said, there's appearing a large black cross. Michael's voice is booming out so loudly, I almost have to hold my ears. Men in the house of God, pastors, shepherds, go down upon your knees and do penance now. What was to happen in the future shall be now. The nature of sins being committed in your world is an offense far above any sin committed in such majority in the past. You have committed the great sin of heresy. You have opened the doors of your eternal city, the home of your vicar, to all manner of heretics and non-believers. You violate your sacred trust. You have taken the body of your Creator, the Son of your God in the Trinity, and violated him. You must do your eating at home. When you come to the great sacrifice, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, you come in love. You must go down upon your knees and do penance now for the offenses to your God.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returned. We have discovered an extraordinary book titled Eucharistic Miracles. In the Bible, at the Last Supper, our Lord said, "This is my body, and this is my blood." On numerous occasions in the history of the Catholic Church, God has seen fit to offer miraculous proof of this Catholic teaching at the sacred words of consecration in the Mass, where the bread and wine upon the altar are truly changed into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Joan Cruz's book, Eucharistic Miracles, recounts 36 such major Eucharistic miracles in church histories. She tells of hosts which have turned to visible flesh, hosts which have bled, hosts which have become hard as flint when received by a person in mortal sins, hosts which have levitated, hosts which have manifested their hidden presence by mysterious lights, consecrated wine which has turned into visible blood. The events told here cover a wide historical gamut, the first miracle being described in Lanciano, Italy in the 8th century, and the last in Bavaria in 1970. The author details official investigations made into these remarkable events, and in many cases tells where the miraculous host or blood can still be seen and venerated today. This extraordinary book, Eucharistic Miracles, costs $13 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. It can be ordered today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. In this book, on page 3, it tells of the story in Lanciano, Italy, where the host changed to flesh of a human heart, and it can be seen this very day. The name of the book, Eucharistic Miracles, for $13 plus $4 shipping and handling. Order it from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. Our Lord is calling us in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, when he says, "Come to me, all you that labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you." With all of today's problems, who could not use some help? In the Gospel, Matthew chapter 24, verse 28 reads, "Wheresoever the body shall be, there shall the eagles also be gathered together," unquote. This is interpreted to mean that the body refers to the body of our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament, and the eagles are those who spend time before the Eucharist in adoration. They will soar like eagles in the heavens with the graces they receive. On February 28, 1975, Our Lady said, quote, "All who are burdened with their cross, come to me and I will comfort you. Come to my Son in the tabernacles of the world. Hurry, my children, the agents of hell are loosed and have set in motion a plan now to close these tabernacles to you. Hasten now, gather your graces, my children, while there is still time. Spend much time with my Son in the Eucharist. It is truly the bread of life. It will be a most dark day, my child, when these tabernacles shall be closed to you," unquote. And in Lanciano, Italy, in the year 700, there was a priest who had doubts about the real presence of our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. One day at the consecration of his morning mass, the host turned into flesh and the wine turned into blood. Down through the centuries, and as late as 1981, scientific investigations were made, and it was proven that the flesh was tissue from the sidewall of a human heart. The blood type was the same as that was taken from the Shroud of Turin. St. Bernard, St. Gertrude the Great, St. Clare, St. Margaret Mary, and others taught that we worship our Lord's most sacred heart in the most blessed sacrament. We are very happy and excited to tell you that the response to our letter asking for holy hours has been outstanding. Last week we announced that we had 4,680 people who pledged holy hours each week for a year. Now the total has gone up to 6,812 holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. If you are not one of these people, you may want to promise to pray 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or even daily holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. Jesus has an ocean of graces waiting for you. Write us and let us know how many hours each week for a year that you will pledge. Write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. I ask that you will pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apostolate to ever occur in the history of the world. At your holy hours, will you also pray that we have many generous donors who will support Our Lady's prophecies on this program, These Last Days? These Last Days Ministries is on the internet with the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses at www.tldm.org. That's www.tldm.org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on February 1, 1977. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Archangel St. Michael.
During the holy sacrifice of the Mass, there is a change of the bread and a change of the wine, and it is the real presence, the body and the blood of your God. As in the past, cannot you recognize the mystery of heaven and earth? Did not the staff of Moses turn into a serpent in the will of God? Did not the river in Egypt turn into blood in the will of God? And cannot God in His will come to you, changing the bread and wine into the actual presence, the real presence, the factual presence of His body and blood? But no, because you do not pray enough, because you lack humility, because you have given yourself to the world and pleasures of the flesh, you have lost the way. You have gone into darkness. And the church, a house in darkness, there's a band of death about it. All that is rotten shall fall. The heavens and earth shall shake. Many shall shall die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. Have you prepared your souls and the souls of those you love, your families, your children, your friends?
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on February 1, 1977. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, I have a testimony here from New York to all ladies workers. My husband has been suffering from poor circulation in his legs for a long period of time. In recent months, he injured his leg and became infected. It became infected. His doctor referred him to a surgeon. He put him on antibiotics and treatment, but the leg just would not heal. In the meantime, I had sent away for blessed rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. I had my husband put the petal on his bandage. The doctor was amazed that suddenly his leg was healing. He told my husband that a wound of that nature would take much longer to heal than the 3 months that it had. One day in the office visit, the rose petal fell from the bandage my husband was wearing. The doctor asked him what it was, and he explained that it was a blessed rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. The doctor was amazed, and he also agreed that my husband had received a miraculous healing. In fact, the doctor said that if the large wound had not healed sooner, he was contemplating surgery to remove the leg. He also agreed that there was more than medical attention for this healing. Of course, we all agreed that this healing was related to Our Lady of the Roses, the rose petal from Bayside, and then that is signed. I have another party here from California to Our Lady of the Roses. I made a solemn promise to Jesus and the Blessed Mother to write this testimony in recognition of Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers. Thank you, Veronica, for being the voice box from heaven through Jesus and Our Lady. You have made such an impact on my life that I hardly know where to begin. Since I first heard of Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers, you would say I was converted in my heart. I only heard of Bayside 3 years ago. I have been a Catholic all my 58 years of life, and I am overwhelmed by Bayside because this has brought deep and profound meaning to my life and I did not have before. I had not attended church in over 10 years, and I feel Our Lady of the Roses has rescued me from this pitfall, from further pitfalls. My introduction to Our Lady of the Roses was through a cable station here in San Diego, California, where I live. The conversion in my heart came when my rosary was the first thought of the day, and while saying it, I felt as though I was surrounded by so-called speak an aura of pulling, as if it were close, I was closer to Jesus than Mary. I say my prayers differently now, and the end times more evident, a conversion of heart. I see the need for all of us to turn to Mother Mary and Jesus. It is as though heaven tapped me on the shoulder, and I woke up to you, dear Jesus, and our Blessed Lady. The second phenomenon was for me the cure of my right arm. I was experiencing pain day and night. I was beginning to feel useless around the house because I was used to a good health all my life. I have never really taken it for granted, so I started praying to our Blessed Mother, applying the rose petal that I had received through the mail. I did this for about a week. Within a week, the pain and use of my arm and elbow were made new. I was so thankful and appreciation to Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers. I wanted to share this testimonial with everyone, believer or non-believer, and that is signed. Now I have another one here. To Our Lady of the Roses workers, I wish to testify to the fact that I firmly believe that my statue of Our Blessed Mother and my crosses on the front and back doors were the ones that saved our house from the terrible flash floods we had the last week. Our water lines were wiped out. Our pound phones were wiped out. And our power phones were wiped out. We live in the Feather River Canyon on the highway, 70 to 2,000 feet. Railroads knocked out. The highway was closed. A stream that runs through our small canyon into the Feather River caused flash floods. 3 of 5 houses were washed out, as well as their propane tanks. The owner of the area is in a terrible mess. Our rental is the only one he has for an income now. We are the only one left here with our owner. Everyone else evacuated out. Even the tavern on the highway below was wiped out. So we were saved. As I said before, I firmly believe it was because of my crucifix on my front and back doors and Our Blessed Mother statue. They saved us from much worse loss. I am very thankful to Jesus and Mary for saving our home. That is signed, and that's all I have today, Gary.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.